Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding in Beit Zot Daf Kof Ches in the Art School Lois Vahodor edition, beginning the third parak of Meseches Beit Zot in the bottom of Daf Kof Zayin Amud Beis. So the Mishnah ain't sodim dogin min habiborim. You're not allowed to fish, you're not allowed to catch fish from the biborim. Biborim is a fish pond where the fish are. They're not considered to be that they're caught over there. They're not considered to be nitzoid. Nitzoid means they're already caught. And it's considered to be a new catching, which is an iser of tzedo. You can't feed them. Because if you can't take them, you can't use them in yomtev, so they're not mutol alecho. It's not your responsibility to feed them. But you could catch an animal and a bird from a biborim. Here, biborim refers to enclosed areas with a fence. You can catch them over there. They're considered there to be caught. And you may live in noisim family zoinus. So now that it's yours, it's your responsibility to feed them. Continues the Mishnah of Kofches Amud Aleph. Hashem Galil Oimer Loi Kol Biborim Shovin. Not all enclosures are the same. Zakla Kol Mechusa Tzedo. If you still required to do tzedo to catch the animal, it's not considered to be caught. Osir. Sheinu Mechusa Tzedo. There's no tzedo missing. Mutter. And we'll see in the Gemara what's the definition of Mechusa Tzedo. So the Gemara in Sodim Dogi Vechulei Omar Avchinino Masniso Deloi Ker Abiudo. The Chor Ar Mishnah doesn't work according to Abiudo. The Tanin Taman we learned over there, Abiudo Aimer Hatzan Tzipor LeMigdol Vitzvil Abayis Chayov. If someone brings a bird into a Migdol, Migdol is basically a tall closet, or he brings a tzvi, a deer, into a house, so he's Chayov, that's called Tzedo. Mashra Legino Felebiborim, or he brings it to the garden, or to Biborim, which means an enclosed area. So then he's potter. Why is that considered to be caught over there? And here in our Mishnah it says you could take an animal from Biborim. That means he is considered to be caught. L'chor seems to be a contradiction to our Mishnah. Continues the Gemara. We're going to use here the Gusar of Chaim that skips the following line and goes to the next line. Machlefo shitos on the Rabbanon. You also have a steer in Rabbanon shito. Tanin Tamon, we learned over there. V'choy moimrim tzipor l'migdol v'tzvi l'gino v'lechotzer v'lebiborim. If you bring a bird to the closet, or you bring a deer to either the garden, either a courtyard, or to a closed area, in all these cases, he's considered to be tzad. It's considered to be that it's already caught. V'tanina, but our Mishnah says, aval tzodim chayavoyf min habiborim noisefem ezoinois. Our Mishnah says you could catch animals from the biborim, from the closed area, ha'legino l'chotzer loy, but not from a garden or a courtyard. So the Chora, it's a contradiction. Rabban, who is our Mishnah? If our Mishnah is Rabbi Yudo holds that it's not considered to be Nitzoyt. Not by Gino, not by Biborim. If you hold like a Chomim, the whole is considered to be Nitzoyt. That's only Biborim, not Gino and Chotzer. Answers the Gemara, Kan Mechotzer Mikuro, Kan Mechotzer Sheinim Mikuro. I'll answer you the Chotzer question. It depends on which courtyard it is. If it has a roof, then the animal is considered to be that was captured. But if it does not have a roof, they're not. So when in our Mishnah it sounds that Chatzar is considered to be not caught, it doesn't have a roof. The Mishnah over there that says that Chatzar is considered to be that the animal is caught, it does have a roof. So it's more okay, but what about the other case? What about a garden? Is like Meimar Gino Mikuro? Can you say that a garden has a roof? Gardens never have roofs. Depends on the size. Large courtyards, large gardens, the animal is not considered to be caught. In small gardens, in small courtyards, it is, and that's your answer to the contradiction. And really, our Mishnah is Rabbanon de Abiudo. Continues the Gemara Daf Kof Ches Amud Beis. Ravula Amar Bon Kemei Rav Acho. They ask Rav Acho. In our Mishnah, it says that when Gamliel's Loshen was Kol Mechutzet Tzeida Asur, Fisher Mechutzet Tzeida Mutter. So it's Isser and Heter. So they told him Ma Nitni, meaning why don't we use the Loshen Kol Mechutzet Tzeida Chayov, Fisher Mechutzet Tzeida Potter? Why it says Mutter and Asur? Why not Chayav and Potter? If he did do Tzeida, he's Chayav al Tzeida, and if not, he's Potter. Omer Loi, we're going to use here the Gersa of Chaim. V'loi b'yom tov anu kayomim, but we're talking Yom Tov. In Yom Tov, there's no Chayvo. The only thing you have in Yom Tov is Karis. And which means b'shoigeg you don't bring chatos. So usually chayv means you have to be a korban. There's no korban by Yom Tov. That's what it says. Asur and mutter. And that's what the Gemara says. That's the lashon. Kol mechus etzeid asur. Sheinu mechus etzeid mutter. That's the correct lashon in our Mishnah. Now Shimon Gamliel says if it's mechus etzeid, if you have to still do etzeid, so then it's asur. And if not, not. What is the definition of mechus etzeid? So says the Gemara. Shmuel achui der abrachi. Shmuel, the brother of abrachi, said kol shemechusor neshavim. Neshavim is a trap. If you still need to use a trap to catch the animal, says Mechus Tzeida, you're still missing something. If you don't have to do neshavim, so you're not missing tzedo. Meaning, that is already considered to be captured. You can take animals for the nigorim. The nigorim is the biboros we mentioned before, the enclosed areas. The reason they call nigorim, explains Rav Chaim, because you have their springs of water where the animals are. So they consider to be captured. You can check an animal that was in one of the traps that were set aside, because maybe it was trapped in Yom Tov. Meaning, what is a metzuda? Is that you have only threads of shti. They're made with the strings of warp, not woof. Shti, not air. That's what a metzuda is. That the rest, the other type of capture is called mechmoiris. Come to explain the lashon. What is a metzuda? What is a mechmoiris? Metzuda is using chutei shti. Shmuel Amar tzadu befitos. He could take fish out of a fitos. Fitos is a big barrel. There the fish could say to be captured. Rav Amar suchar denar eshari. If the river is blocked, I mean there's a dam in the river, you could take fish from there. Only if the dam is made out of metal, so it's completely sealed, and the fish can go out of it. But if there's a ways, there's some holes where they can run to, it's not considered to be captured, can't take fish from there. With this we conclude, Yerushalmi Beitzo Dav Kofches.